You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, a goalball. Have you heard of the sport? It's become really popular lately, and we thought, well, why not check in with a local goalball team, which led me to venturing outside and joining up with a Glasgow goalball team and speaking with one of the new members. So here's this conversation. And we're speaking now with a new member of Glasgow's goalball team, Jay Johnson. Now, Jay, we've spoken with you before about playing darts, and I think you also played some bowls before. So was it easy to transition to goalball? Because I feel like it's much more physical than the other games that you have tried.
Yes, well, I've only been at the Glasgow goalball team for two sessions up to now, and it has been a lot more physically demanding. But we do get there is breaks, and there's some mental sides of the game that have picked up from bowls and darts that have been able to transfer over to goalball. But I have a plan in place to help get me to be where I want to be in terms of level of skill level with goalball.
Because you actually have a really, really big plan in place, and it's to eventually join Team GB for goalball, right?
That's correct, yeah. I never thought it was competitive until I lost my sight at box previously. Took up lawn bowls and made club history in Northern Ireland in bowls. Then playing darts last year, I played, represented Northern Ireland. I remember thinking the only thing bigger would be Team GB, and then I discovered goalball at the Tokyo Paralympics. There was something about goalball that stood out, and I thought, I'm going to give this a try. So goalball's my new hobby / sport target to achieve.
New obsession as well.
Yeah, obsession would be the right phrase. Just even at nights, just sitting watching YouTube videos of previous Paralympic games, watching goalball, watching different tactics of teams, and trying to get to learn a bit more about the sport.
So what's your favourite thing about goalball so far? You've had the two sessions, you got a really nice taste for it. What would you say is the best part of it when you actually play it?
So far it's been the fun aspect of it and how friendly everybody in the Glasgow team is. I was made to feel very welcome. But on the flip side, the actual playing of the game, it's great whenever you score a goal, or I really like it if the ball comes down hard and you block a hard shot.
You feel like you earned it.
Yeah, it's like hard fought. You might have a few aches and pains for a few days, but it's just really enjoyable. But for me, it's the social side of it so far has been the big draw, and how friendly everybody's been.
And because obviously with goalball, the really interesting thing is when you're actually playing it, there's this level of concentration and silence from the audience. So once you're actually competing, how do you think you respond to, I guess, this quietness that will surround the game as it's in session?
Yeah, that was something that at the first night, learning to focus on your hearing and listening very carefully for where the ball is being aimed towards, and working out, is it in my area to defend, and making the right movements then to defend that ball.
So you're finding that it's getting easier and easier the more you play it.
The second, after the first week, I knew more what to expect. Personally, for me, the hardest bit has been eye shield that everybody has to wear.
Yeah.
Everybody in goalball wears an eye shield, a blackout eye shield, so everybody is playing on an equal playing field. Everybody's blind, and if you touch your eye shield during a game, you give away a penalty. So it does get warm with all the diving about and the throwing actions. You do get sweaty, And I think it's fighting that natural instinct to put your hand up to your eyes to wipe away the sweat has been the hardest bit to follow so far.
So what would you say to anyone that's maybe listening to you talk about goalball and maybe they've, like you, seen it in the Paralympic Games and they're like, oh, that looks interesting, but they're hesitant because maybe they don't feel like they're fit enough to try it?
Yeah, I would say give it a try. I hadn't done any physical exercise, hard physical exercise, in the 3.5 years since losing my sight. I would recommend anybody go on the Goalball UK website. They've got a section there with all the teams listed. Have a look in your local area to find out the contact for your local team. And just go along, give it a try. But have fun first. You know, a lot of people play for the social side of it rather than the competitive side. Everybody has different reasons why they want to play goalball, but my recommendation is just go out there, find out where your local team is, go along, give it a try.
Meet
some new people, make new friends, you know, and who knows where it might go.
Team GB?
Possibly, Team GB, yeah. Anything, though, I think more people that start to play goalball, in the long term, it will have a positive effect on the international stage, and years down the line we could possibly have a stronger Team GB team that will qualify for the Paralympics and possibly win major competitions.
Oh well, that would be fantastic, and hopefully we would see you on the representation as well. But in the meantime, Jay, it's been fantastic catching up with you again, actually meeting in person as well.
Thank you, Pauline. Yeah, it just came tonight for the purpose of the interview, and I'm glad that because now I can put a face to the voice. It's been nice chatting to you previously, so thank you very much.
Now, if you would like to, like Jay, try out goalball and you live in Glasgow, well, the easiest way to get in touch is find them on Facebook. It's Glasgow Goalball, and shoot them a message there and fire any questions you may have about trying out this sport. Or you can always contact us here at RNIB Connect Radio and we'll give you all the details that you need. Our email is radio@rnib.org.uk. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.